All right, welcome back. We're going to get straight into it. We've got an Amazon Echo Dot third generation. We've got a Google Home Mini. They're about the same price.
Okay.
As you can see, they're roughly, let's see if I can get in here, if I can click the right buttons, they're roughly the same form factor.
Mm-hmm.
So they look about the same.
About the same color, too.
Yeah, yeah. And stylistically, they're pretty similar. There are some differences. Before we get into the review, before we start actually testing these devices, which are smart home devices, if you're not familiar with them, we're going to be showing you how they work in just a couple of moments' time. I actually filmed as I unboxed these, so let's get in there and let's take a look at the boxes. That's what they look like. And okay, I've got the Google Home Mini I'm going to set aside, and let's get into the box for the Echo Dot. This is the third generation, as I mentioned there. So this is the current one in 2018 at the end of the year. So this is what you're going to be picking up if you get one of these for a Christmas gift or something like that. Nicely packaged. You can see that a lot of detail has gone into the packaging, and it's not loose within that box. It's really, really, it's well-formed to the box. Looking at this, first of all, the one thing that I notice is that there are a lot of buttons on top. You got the four buttons here. We don't have that, at least not visible on the Google device. Spinning around, I've got power here, and I've also got, interestingly enough, what looks like a headphone jack or an audio output, so I can actually connect this to a bigger speaker system if I want, and I've also got the ability to use headphones with it. So I have tested this as a podcast broadcasting tool, so I plug my headphones in and listen to a podcast from the Echo Dot, and it works just fine. It's got the basic manuals, as you'd imagine, but you notice that with these devices, they're very limited as far as their manuals go, because mm-hmm. there's not a lot to learn. They're self-explanatory, presumably. And we've got a power brick there, which is a barrel connector into the Amazon Echo Dot.
Nice.
Okay. Hmm. So let's pull out the Google device. So this is that's the Amazon Echo Dot third gen, and I've also got the Google Home Mini. Which is, again, current as
of... Sorry, I'm not sure about that.
Oh, Alexa giving us a hard time. Alexa, cancel. The Google Home Mini is... this is what is current at the end of 2018 as well. So these were both ordered the same day. And there it is. So similar kind of form factor. But you notice now this one, the speaker is on the top. Mm-hmm. It's not wrapped around as you see with the Amazon Echo Dot 3. Input-wise, there's literally nothing.
No buttons.
There's no buttons that you can feel. Now, I have discovered that there are volume buttons on the side, but they're basically like a touch sensor. Then we've got the power input, which is USB mini, and we've got a switch to turn on and off its ability to listen to me. So I always thought when I saw this, okay, well, this one's got the physical switch, doesn't look like really anything else, but because it has a physical switch, I thought that's going to be the one, because I can mute it. I can make it so it's not a privacy concern.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to talk about that in a few moments. Again, we've got very basic manuals because presumably they're going to talk back to you and they're going to teach you how to set them up and they're going to walk you through the steps pretty simply. We are at that point in technology, which I love. Pretty cool stuff. And then we've got a USB-C or a micro connector, and it's got its own power there. Perfect. Other than that, anything else in the box? That is everything in the box. So nice and simple, nice and sleek. That's all it comes with, folks. So those are the two devices. On your left is the Google Home Mini, and on the right is the Amazon Echo Dot, and it's the third generation. There you have it. All right, so let's actually get a look at these live in real time on the desk here. There they are. So I mentioned with the Google Mini, it has a physical tactile switch which will actually turn off the microphone. And if I flip that,
the mic's off.
It'll actually tell me that the mic is off and it's gone red, and now it's not able to hear me. So if I say, okay, Google, it doesn't respond. And before I start doing this, and I apologize because mic is on. Please, if you use these devices at home, mute them right now, okay? Because we are going to be going through this demonstration. We're going to be calling on these devices. I don't want to be setting off your devices.
And we will be setting off.
The world are going nuts.
Yes.
Yeah, I know. And I know that's going to happen. It actually happened just during the break there. Somebody mentioned that that we turned off their lights, and I apologize for that. But that's going to happen. Also, an important note that we have not subscribed to any of their extra services.
Okay.
Amazon Music, Google Music, we have not subscribed to those things because I want to feel what it's like as a new user out of the box.
Right.
What is it like to actually use this device? So we may get rejected by some of the requests that we make because we don't have those subscriptions. But at the same time, I want to show you what you're going to get out of the box without having to pay extra, no subscription fees. Now, that said, we do have an Amazon account. Okay, obviously I use Amazon, and with that I do have Prime. Okay.
Right.
I also have a G Suite account because I use Gmail as my email provider.
Yep.
So between the two providers, those are the services that I do pay for each month. And that's it. So we haven't subscribed to anything extra.
If you get the Google-based device and you don't have a G Suite, does that impact the services you can get from the device?
Honestly, I don't know, Jeff. I don't think that there's anything really tapped into it other than it taps into my Gmail and everything like that if I want to give it permission to do so. But this is really just, I want to be transparent with the viewers so that you understand what I have, what I've done. And some people will do a review of these devices and they'll set up all the accounts and they'll pay for the extra additionals and they'll show you all the wonderful features. I don't want to do that. This is an out of the box. This is, if you bought this for mom or dad, what are they going to experience? They're not going to want to set up a subscription, basically.
Right.
And
exactly.
Maybe they will, but out of the box, what's the experience going to be like? That's where this review is at.
Okay.
Out of the box end user experience. In addition to that, I should mention that we are partnered with Amazon. So while I'd love you to buy the Amazon device, because we do get a cut if you use our link, I'm just full disclosure, right? The review itself is completely unbiased. I want you to be able to see both devices. We're gonna ask them the same questions. We're gonna allow them to react, and I want you to be able to make a decision based on your own use. What's gonna work best for you? So yes, we are partnered with Amazon. I'd love you to buy them. We're not partnered with Google, but you'll notice through the course of this review that we're not allowing that to skew our judgments at all of the devices. Again, please turn off the microphones on your devices so that we don't set them off. If you've got a phone that uses the Google Assistant, make sure you turn that off just for the moment because we don't want to be ordering things for you.
Yep.
All right. So back into it. Let's get in here. Okay. So we've got a tactile switch on the Google Home Mini. And I thought that the Amazon Echo Dot didn't have such a thing because it doesn't really boast of it. And this really shows it off. Like, that's the only tactile thing that it has. The only thing that you see on the Google Home is a switch to turn off its ability to listen to you. So I thought, in my naivety, that, well, that's the device for me because we want to be able to turn off that because we're concerned about security and privacy. We want to be able to turn that off.
Yes.
Well, what I didn't realize is that the Amazon Echo Dot also has this. So if I push that button there, now the speaker is off. So Alexa, completely unresponsive. It's not listening to me right now. The microphone is, in fact, muted. So if I unmute that, Alexa, and now it's waiting for my command. Alexa, cancel. All right.
Announcing.
Alexa, cancel. I think I just called home. All right. So a couple of things that I've learned. So I've had this since Sunday. So it's been 3 days now since I've had these two devices.
Yep.
And I've given them both a fair chance and given them a fair test against one another. And the one thing that I'll say for you parents of young children, I thought that these switches to turn off the microphone were for privacy. I honestly thought that. I thought, because my wife and I have private conversations, we talk about finances and whatever else, and our romantic things, and we don't want Google listening, we don't want Amazon listening, so that's what those switches are for. What I found out is that those switches are, in fact, so that when you're listening to Christmas music and your kids come in and they tell Alexa to fart... Alexa, fart.
Luke's up all over.
That's what those switches are for.
Right.
I had, in one evening, our first evening of having it, I had Christmas music so playing many. For the kids.
Oh, yeah.
And they set it up so that the Amazon Echo Dot would send them a reminder every 15 minutes to fart. So just a warning for you parents, that's bound to happen.
So, that would happen with my kids. Start the music playing and then turn the microphone off?
You sure can. Absolutely.
That is genius. Yeah. So that's what I wanted to
do. You can do that with both devices.
Okay,
so we're going to give these two a fair shot. So we've got Alexa, tell me a joke.
Jimmy Fallon, take it away.
What is a horse's favorite band? Stalin Oates.
Okay, all right.
Well done.
Okay, Google, tell me a joke.
Why is Peter Pan always flying? Because he can never, never land. Why is Peter Pan always flying? Because he can never, never land.
And why? Okay.
So good. So we got it twice.
We got it twice. All right, so they both told me a joke. Neither was over the top.
No.
Okay, Google. Fart. The kids love this.
Oh,
one.
Okay.
Okay, Google didn't do it.
Maybe it was silent but violent.
Now, I do that because my kids.
Well, that's a disappointment. To report a problem, you can send feedback.
I'd like to report that my device doesn't fart.
It doesn't. But the kids, for some reason, that's the first thing that they experimented with. Now, my wife and I were having a discussion in the kitchen, and I made, you'll maybe appreciate this. So I used coconut milk make not a creme brulee, a custard.
Okay.
And said, we should make creme brulee.
Right.
Now that I've made a vegan alternative to coconut milk. It was with cornstarch instead of egg, and right. I pulled it off. It actually was really, really good.
Excellent.
And my wife said to me, well, is that all creme brulee is custard? Mm-hmm. And I said, Alexa, is creme brulee made of custard?
Here's something I found on Wikipedia. Creme brulee, also known as burnt cream or Trinity cream, is a dessert consisting of a rich custard base topped with a texturally contrasting layer of hardened caramelized sugar.
Mm. So delicious.
Okay, Google. Is creme brulee made of custard?
On the website thesprecedes.com, they say, creme brulee, the simple and elegant custard. Creme brulee is a classic French dessert consisting of a custard topped with caramelized sugar.
Very nice. Very nice.
So both different search results.
Yes.
Basic, same result, different verbiage.
Okay.
But they both worked. They both answered my question, which is important to me. I want to be able to ask questions, and that's part of the idea behind having an assistant. Now, if you use either of these on your phone, what I have noticed is that these are way faster. The response time is instantaneous.
Is that because it's using your cell phone data?
Well, on my phone, it's slow. On my phone, if I ask a question, if I ask these same questions, they're delayed in order to give me that answer.
Gotcha, okay.
With either of these devices, especially, honestly, the Google seems to be really zippy, they are very quick to answer the question. So when I ask a question, it's instantly there. It knows the answer. It's not waiting. My phone, on the other hand, using the same, Google Assistant, for example, it seems to have a bit of a delay.
Okay.
What use is that? That's cool. That's really neat and everything. But we want to be able to do things like, okay, Google, turn on the light.
Sure, turning the light on.
And that, to me, starts to take this into the next level. So, okay Google, and I do find that a ton
of... To get you that information,
cancel.
I'll need your permission. You
okay,
can
Google.
Give it to me in the Google...
Cancel. It gets confused sometimes if you start talking and you've already said the keyword. And I do find okay, Google, is a bit of a tongue twister.
Just activate it again.
Close the light. Turn off the light.
Sorry, I'm not sure how to help with that. But
that's
I'm
my
still
fault,
learning.
Not yours. Okay, Google, turn off the light.
You got it. Kay. Turning off the light.
Do you find that a tongue twister a little bit?
Mm-hmm.
No.
No? Okay. I kind of do. Alexa, turn on the light.
Okay.
Not a tongue twister at all. I don't get tongue-tied on that. Do you want to try?
I have a question, actually.
Okay.
Can you turn down the volume of the response? Because, the time I would want to turn off the light is if I was sleepy.
So, Alexa, volume 1. Alexa, turn off the light.
Okay.
Beautiful. Thank you.
Alexa, volume 7. Okay, Google, volume 7. Alexa, turn on the light.
Okay.
Okay, Google, turn off the light.
You got it. Turning off the light.
Now, you notice that we have a light bulb there, and it's just connected to a smart device here, which is just a power bar.
Yep.
So this is a Wi-Fi connected power bar, which costs me no more than a normal power bar, and yet it has connectivity to these devices through wireless. So I can have that anywhere, and all four of those power outlets plus the USB can be controlled by voice via either of these devices, and that's why I can say, okay, Google, turn on the light.
Okay, turning on the light.
But then I can also say, Alexa, turn off the light.
Okay.
So they play nicely together. They interact together.
They do. What I don't like, though, is that with the Google device, it keeps repeating what I've told it to do. That's why I like...
Sometimes in the verbiage?
Yeah.
I've sensed that sometimes.
That's why I like the... Okay.
I don't want to give our opinion too much.
That's my...
I want you to make your opinion.
Mm-hmm.
So, but keep that in mind. Listen for that. I think that's fair. Now, we can't play music here on the review because then we're going to demonetize on YouTube. But I do want to show you how easy it is to request certain genres of music. So here it is. It's December 11th when we're shooting this. So I would say, okay, Google, play some Christmas music.
All right. Here's a Google Play Music station called Smooth R&B Christmas.
Okay.
Okay.
So it works. And I can say, okay, Google, skip this song.
Like every year of
Christmas. Oh, well, this sounds cool. Okay, Google, what singer is this?
This is Real Love This Christmas by Kenny Lattimore.
Okay, Google, stop the music. Which is pretty cool when you're listening to music and you can just ask it. What it is that's playing, because quite often on the regular radio, you don't necessarily catch who it is.
Yeah.
Alexa, play me some Christmas music.
The station Holiday Favorites on Amazon Music.
Do you notice how I can just use regular verbiage?
Yeah.
Alexa, skip this song. And I like that I can just talk to these devices as if they're in the room and just doing my bidding. Alexa, stop the music. And Alexa will do the same response, I should say. Alexa, play me some Christmas music. Alexa, play some Christmas music.
The station Holiday Favorites on Amazon Music.
I want this to be fair one-to-one. Alexa, what singer is this?
This is Michael Bublé.
Okay. Alexa, what CD is this from?
Cedric Donald Atkins was a researcher for the United States Department of Agriculture.
Completely off.
Did that answer your question?
No. But to be fair, I didn't ask that question of the okay one over here.
All right, Alexa. Thanks for your feedback.
All right, Alexa. Cancel. All right. So it's able to tell me who the singer is. And once I get used to the commands of each individual device, because they're a little bit... Each one is a little bit different.
Yes.
But that does, it's able to look it up for me really, really quickly. Again, very, very quick. We're able to skip music on both devices. Fantastic.
Perfect.
Now we can get into some royalty-free music. And this is where I want to talk about the quality of the speakers.
Okay.
So I have personally found, and again, we don't want to get into personal, my opinion too much, mm-hmm. but I do want to tell you through the experience over the past couple of days, and this has been reiterated by other staff in the office because I've had both of these devices playing Christmas music in my office.
Lovely.
And this is, and I did not prompt them. They came to me and said they prefer the Alexa device over, cancel. They prefer the Amazon Echo Dot over the Google Home Mini.
Really?
The Google Home Mini sounds like a good Bluetooth speaker.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Like what you would expect from a little Bluetooth speaker.
Right.
The Amazon Echo Dot third gen sounds like a really good full speaker. And it's pretty much the same form factor, but it does have a much fuller sound. And I hope that we can demonstrate that tonight. Certainly these two will be able to give their judgment. And right. I have a recorder in front here. So what you're going to hear is going to be from right in front here from a good quality Zoom H4N. And it should be able to pick it up a little bit anyway so that you can get a bit of a judgment. So, okay, Google, play the Fat Rat.
That artist is only available for Google Play Music subscribers.
See that?
But try this Google Play Music, the Fat Rat station.
Okay. Okay, Google, What song is this?
This is Time Lapse by the Fat Rat.
All right. Royalty free. Thank you, the Fat Rat. So it's okay.
Not great bass.
No, there's no bass. Okay, Google, set the volume to 5.
Yeah.
Okay, Google, stop the music. That's kind of the impression that I got. It's nah, yeah. It's good. It's okay. It's like a Bluetooth speaker.
You're right. It sounds like something you pick up for $20.
From yeah.
A Bluetooth
And to be fair, they're not expensive. Both of these devices are priced similarly to one another. We're not going to talk about pricing. But they're not an expensive device, and it does work as a Bluetooth speaker, but that's all it sounds like. It doesn't sound exceptional. Alexa, play the Fat Rat. And this is just
shuffling
getting
songs by the Fat Rat on Amazon Music.
Cloud. Right.
Alexa, what song is this?
This is Unity from Unity by the Fat Rat.
Again.
Oh.
Can you sense the difference?
I'm shocked to say yes. Usually I can't tell. This is great.
Alexa, set the volume to 5.
Can you give instructions about the type of song, can you find a song that's got a big bass sound? Is it not that advanced?
We can, but it's not on the script to me.
You can
request certain genres, certain types of music, but it's not going to be royalty-free, which we can't play. So here you go.
Okay, so the bass is a little better on this one.
It certainly has some bass to it.
Yeah, you're right. I was feeling it right away.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's not a subwoofer, but that's it. Either one of these devices will connect to a Bluetooth subwoofer.
Mm-hmm.
The Alexa devices, I said it. The Amazon Echo will connect to their own proprietary, they have a subwoofer for these devices.
Okay.
Alexa, stop the music. So both of them were able to respond to that and do a great job of playing a request by artist name.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm kind of bouncing around, but what's the range of picking up voice?
The Google device, I find you do have to be pretty close to.
Okay.
You can't have it across the room. It definitely won't pick you up if you're upstairs and calling down the stairs to it. The Amazon Echo, on the other hand, I can be anywhere. And,
really?
And as long as I can pretty much hear you, it can hear me.
Mm-hmm.
And
can I head over that way? And
do you want to give it a try?
Yeah, I do.
Okay. So, I don't know. Do you want to go stand in the bathroom way over there, Jeff, and just speak out and ask it to turn on the light?
So I'm way in. I'm a good 30 feet away at least?
Yeah.
Okay. Alexa, play me something from Fat Rat.
I can't find songs by Fat Rat.
It's the Fat Rat, but turn on the light.
Okay. Okay, Alexa, turn on the light. Alexa, turn on the light.
Okay.
He's quite a ways over there. Now, can you try to have the Google device turn off the light?
Okay, Google. Turn off the light.
Sure.
So they both responded. So that's all right.
Have a commanding voice.
I have found that the Amazon device has been more sensitive, and that's been impressive. Okay, we're going to do a quick reminder. So, Alexa, remind me in 5 minutes to make coffee.
Okay, I'll remind you in 5 minutes.
Okay, Google, remind me in 5 minutes to make coffee.
Sure, I'll remind you at 8:10 p.m.
Okay, so keep in mind, now in 5 minutes, we're going to hear from both of these devices. Which one is going to be the one that impresses us?
Okay.
All right. Okay, Google, what's the forecast today?
Tonight in Barrie, it's predicted to be -2 and cloudy.
Alexa?
Right now, it's -2 and cloudy.
Alexa, what's the forecast today?
Currently, in Barrie, it's -1 degrees Celsius with cloudy skies. Tonight, you can expect snow flurries with a low of -3 degrees.
Both of them did really well with that.
But now, they gave different results.
So which one is it's weather.
It's weather.
No, I get that, but it makes
somebody's
me
right.
Where did they pull it from?
It was 5 seconds apart, and the weather changes here in Canada.
So quickly. I like it.
I was going to barbecue, and I was when is the sun going to go down? And I thought, hey, here's a question for, okay, Google, what time is the sun going to go down in Barrie?
The sun will set at 4:40 p.m.
So I was like, okay, well, I got to get outside. It's getting late. Alexa, what time is the sun going to set in Barrie?
Barrie's sunset will be 4:39 p.m.
So,
okay.
Right.
Again, we hear that the response from the Amazon device is very succinct, like I would answer a question.
Right.
It's not repeating back to me All right. Let's do some simple math.
Okay.
Alexa, what's 5 times 32 divided by 2?
The answer to your calculation is 80.
Okay, Google, what's 5 times 32 divided by 2?
Thinking.
Yeah, the lights are going.
Huh, looks like there's a problem.
Okay, Google, what's 5 times 32 divided by 2?
The answer is 80.
Okay, a little quicker that time, so it had a bit of trouble connecting. What about some, like, let's throw a dot 5 in there. Alexa, what's 5 times 32.5 divided by 2?
The answer to your calculation is 81.25.
Notice again, I'm just talking to it, like I'm not having to, like the old days where voice recognition didn't work very well.
Yes, yeah.
Now
it's
like I'm just talking to it as normal. Mm-hmm. Okay, Google, what is 5 times 32.5 divided by 2?
The answer is 81.25.
Okay. So pretty quick to answer, so that's good. Alexa, how much does an Amazon Dot cost?
Echo Dot, second generation, black. It's $19.99 on Amazon, after $20 in savings. If you'd like to hear details, just ask.
So I don't want to give you the price because the price around the world is different and so on. We're here in Canada, it's much different. But I want to show, okay, obviously we expect the Amazon device to be good at telling us those kinds of things, but we can also say, okay, Google, how much is an Amazon Dot? Notice I've said it wrong.
On the website techradar.com, they say, the Amazon Echo Dot third generation is available now for £49.99 per $49.99 per $79.
Yeah, I think that was different currencies.
Yes.
Amazon's giving me a discount.
Yeah, I noticed that.
You notice that?
Yes.
It's giving me a better price. So both of them answered the question.
Yep.
Alexa, find a Starbucks near me.
I found a Starbucks. It's 1.5 miles away on Yonge Street in Barrie. It's currently closed, but will be open tomorrow
in
from
miles.
8 a.m. to 8 p.m.
Okay, they're closed, so that doesn't help me. Okay, Google, find a Starbucks near me.
I found a few places within 6.9 kilometers. The first one is Starbucks at 389 Yonge Street, Barrie.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
The second one is Starbucks at 179 Live 8 Way, Barrie. The third one is Starbucks at 76 Barrie View Drive, Barrie.
Okay, so they both did great on that.
Yeah.
I will say the fact that it mentioned kilometers is interesting compared to miles reference.
Isn't that interesting?
So,
so then I have to
graphic
say,
issue.
So I have to say, Alexa, how long will it take me to get to Starbucks?
I found a Starbucks. It's 1.5 miles
Same
away on Yonge Street in Barrie.
But
based on current traffic, it'll take about 6 minutes to drive there.
Okay.
Okay.
So it matters how you ask the question. Okay, Google, how long will it take me to get to Starbucks?
The closest Starbucks is at 620 Yonge Street, Barrie, on. It will take you 3 minutes to get there by car in current traffic. I've sent the directions to your phone.
This is a reminder.
Oh.
There are some reminders.
Okay. Amazon just told me make coffee.
Mm-hmm.
There's a reminder.
But the Echo did not.
The Echo did.
Sorry.
This is a reminder. Make coffee.
Alexa, thank you.
No worries.
The Google device didn't tell me what the reminder was.
No.
That's discreet.
Okay, Google.
Yes.
What's the reminder?
Hi, you have 2 reminders. If you'd like to hear the details, you can give me permission in the Google Home app.
Oh.
Look for personal results under the settings for this device.
They're being very careful
Otherwise,
about permissions.
You can see the details
privacy.
On your phone. To get these notifications
on
an iPhone.
Cancel. Okay, so I can't really judge that because maybe they're protecting my privacy. But at the same time, I've already activated the device on my account. I've given it the authorization to use, and I asked for the command on the device. So I would say that that's a fail.
I would agree with
so that. I would say Alexa won that one. Thank you, Alexa. She's so confused now because I said the name.
Alexa, cancel.
All right, so let's try a couple of more. Okay, both told me how long it's going to take to Starbucks, even though Google races.
Yes.
Okay, Google, sing me a song. I like the fun stuff that it'll do for
finally
the kids.
Finally it's here, I've been waiting for this chance.
Okay, Google, cancel. Cool that AI can sing. Alexa, sing me a song.
The tents go up, the sun goes down. Campfire
she sounds
up,
so legit.
We gather round. We watch the
Alexa,
fire.
Cancel. I have no idea whether it's royalty-free or not. Both of you win.
Okay, how in the world do they take the speech software and make it melodic?
Melodyne? Autotune? Isn't that amazing?
Wow.
You think about Shmo Yoho and Autotune the News and how they take the spoken word and turn it into music. It's incredible technology. They can do that. Okay, so next up, let's try shopping. So we're going to go shopping. Let's add something to our list.
Okay.
Cookies okay?
Yes.
You want to give it a try? Ask the Google device.
Okay, Google, add cookies to my shopping list.
Okay, I've added cookies to your shopping list.
Okay, well, I already bought cookies, so get it off your list.
Oh. Okay, Google, remove cookies from my shopping list.
Unfortunately, I can't remove items from your shopping list yet. To manage your list, please use the shopping list in the Google Home app.
So I have to actually go into the app in order to remove something from my list? Okay, Jeff, try to order, add to my shopping list on the Alexa device.
Okay. Alexa, can you add eggnog to my shopping list?
I've added eggnog to your shopping list.
Okay, no, I have lots of eggnog at home. Can you?
You can never have enough eggnog.
Take that off your list.
Alexa, can you take eggnog off my shopping list?
I've checked off eggnog from your shopping list.
Okay, Alexa will do it. Google will not.
Alexa, cancel.
Thank you. Final test is to do with temperature. So I want to know, okay, Google, what's the temperature outside?
The current temperature in Barrie is -2.
Okay. Okay, Google, what's the temperature inside?
It's currently 24 degrees.
This is Celsius. Don't you worry. Alexa, what's the temperature outside?
Right now, it's -1 degrees. Tonight, expect a low of -3 degrees.
More details. Alexa, what's the temperature inside?
Inside, it's 24.
Okay.
That's warm.
So
it is nice in here, eh?
Becca likes it toasty. That's actually communicating through my account with my Nest device.
Oh,
in the house.
It's warm in here too.
It's comfortable here.
Okay, because it's like 24. I'm going. There's no way this is 24.
This is 24.
No,
but is it colder than 24?
I would say it's.
Wow, we digress easily, don't we?
It's like 21 in here, max.
So opinions of these devices. I'd love to hear from you. Comment below. I hope that this has been a little bit of unveiling for you, which one is going to be best. Now, what is my personal opinion? I thought I was going to really, and even the first day, I thought I was going to lean toward the Google device. It seemed very responsive. It does a really good job of interpreting my questions, whereas the Amazon device would tend to stumble over some of my questions more often. But as I'm learning how to ask those questions, I'm finding that the sound quality of the Amazon device is actually really making me lean that way. The other thing that I do is I take my devices all over the place. So I took both of these devices, as I mentioned, from home, having used them at home, to work.
Okay.
Having taken it to work, the Amazon Echo Dot, in the app, I can change the Wi-Fi connectivity so that it accesses the Wi-Fi at work.
Right.
The Google Home Mini, on the other hand, having brought it from home to work, it wouldn't allow me to connect. It said that I'm not on the same Wi-Fi network. So I looked into it, and I actually have to remove the device completely and reactivate it if I want to activate it on
my
Wi-Fi network. It's unbelievable. So, but a workaround to that is at home. So I took it home that night, and at home I can delete the Wi-Fi network. Then the next day I took it to work and I added the Wi-Fi network at work. So now it's able to connect at work. But then before I leave work, I have to remember delete the Wi-Fi network. Otherwise, I will not be able to connect at home. That's not good.
That's annoying.
The Amazon device, however, I brought that home then, having set it up at work, and it automatically now connected to my home network. So it remembered the settings for both networks, just like my phone does,
right.
And was able to connect anywhere I went. And then I brought it to the studio, and I went through the same headache where the Google device, I had to first delete the network in order to be able to connect it here at the studio, and the Amazon device, I was able to just add another Wi-Fi network and connect it, and it was no problem. So those are some thoughts to ponder. I found the Amazon device to be more user-friendly, but both do a very good job. And as you know, they both control my lights. They both do all that kind of stuff. And keep in mind, this is a different device. So the ability to control devices, that's a separate device. Right. I'll put a link for you below, and you can check that out as well. They're not expensive, but you can get all these smart home devices. Mm-hmm. So post your opinions. We'd appreciate that.
Now, with it being connected to your Wi-Fi, and maybe you don't have the answer to this, could you set it up like... Will the devices read what's being transmitted through your network? For instance, I'm thinking you've got NEMS. Mm-hmm. Could you create some sort of a report within NEMS that is automatically to be pulled from the devices so you could say, you know, hey...
What is being asked of the device?
Yeah, like you could say, can you give me a network report within NEMS? And it goes, oh... Well,
if there's
like,
a skill, like Amazon calls it skills. I'm not sure about Google, how they work it. Similar kind of thing.
Okay.
You activate it like an app.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So the kids activated the fart skill. So Alexa, and they figured it out.
Alexa,
sorry,
cancel.
Yeah. Alexa, cancel. Yeah. So these are skills that you add. So if I created, so being the developer of NEMS, to answer the question flat out, if I created a skill and uploaded it to Amazon's store, then you could request that skill. I am working on one for Category 5. That's ultimately why I got these two devices, is so that I can develop these skills for these devices, so you can listen to our podcasts and things like that on these devices. So yes, if they exist.
Okay.
Does that help?
It's amazing that a fart is a skill.
Apparently it is.
I'm putting that on my resume.
And Alexa does it better.
Skills.
Yeah.
Okay, so do we have time to talk about privacy? Or are we out of time?
Well, what do you want to know?
Like, I can't bring myself to purchase one of these.
Okay.
Like, if I was to go buy one...
You're afraid of Big Brother.
Well, not only that, I'm just afraid of my data collection.
Okay.
Like, if I was to buy one, 100%, I would go with Amazon Echo. Mm-hmm. Just based on today alone, like, I'm sold. That's where I would go. But I don't like the idea of it listening all the time. Even, like, it could sit there all day, and I could never say her name. But it's going to listen the whole time.
But you do get used to walking in the room and saying, "Alexa, play the Fat Rat."
Shuffling songs by the Fat Rat on Amazon Music.
And you reach out, and now, "Alexa, Alexa, Alexa, Alexa." You do get used to that, especially when you got kids running around and they're...
It doesn't mean it's not listening.
It is not listening.
But I'm still not convinced.
Alexa, stop the music.
The fact that if you don't think about it, that's what I struggle with. Like, I don't activate the voice controls for my phone. I refuse to do it because I don't like the idea of it always listening to me. So
mute it.
What is the
microphone?
But what is the privacy protections on these? Like, because I know, like, you hear stories where, and I want to say it was covered, not necessarily in the news for us, but about a month ago, there was a home invasion, and the person didn't activate their device, but it still heard the distress and called the police.
Well, before the show, you were telling that story, and you said its name, call the police, and it started dialing, and I had to halt it.
Yes.
Because if you state it, then yeah, it will do that.
You have to be careful with your words.
And so it can be very helpful. It can be very, very helpful in a case like that.
Sure, it can, which is wonderful, but I don't know, there's something in me, I'm like, I just can't do it. It's the fact that everything is being listened to. I can't mentally get my
head
there.
But until you say the keyword, there's no transaction happening. And the transaction is what I say after the keyword.
But it's not about the transaction. It's the fact that it's right now it's still listening because it's waiting for the name to be called.
But what's it doing with that data? It's not.
That's the question.
And that's exactly why, Jeff, that these devices, you can't change their name to Bob. Alexa, change your name to Bob.
Sorry, I can only help change the wake word to one of these, Amazon, computer, or Echo.
Three options, okay? Because in its very, very finite system that is built into this, because you're thinking that the cloud is always listening to you. No, the device is listening for those three keywords. So it is here in my network waiting for those keywords. As soon as I activate it with the keyword, now the cloud is activated and waiting for my command. So when I ask for the weather forecast, that request goes out to the cloud and is translated and then sent back instantaneously.
I still don't buy it. And maybe I'm just being skeptical.
You're skeptical, afraid of technology in the future, and possibly a little conspiracy theorist.
Oh, sure, 100%. I know that I have conspiracy theory tendencies, but it's the fact that it's always listening. It may not be accessing the cloud, but it's always listening, and I just can't help but wonder.
Now it's not listening.
Alexa, 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 Alexa. That's why I love that it does have that button, because I do have that privacy feature. And when I'm not using it, because I'm not always using it, you don't have to leave it on all the time, Jeff.
Still not convinced.
When I'm not using it, well, if you are really that bad, unplug the power. Come on.
That's
now.
That's true.
I agree.
Alexa. Alexa. For goodness sake, Jeff.
I know. I'm sure there's people who are watching this that are just like, why is this guy on a tech show? Give him a
Google.
Field with plants.
Take out Jeff. Edit him out. Let me know your opinions. We'd love to hear from you. If you have similar concerns to Jeff, hey, post them below, and maybe some of the community can react and respond to that. I have a very different mindset in that I do trust the encryption that is there, and I do believe that the information that, when I'm asking for the weather, I don't really... I'm surfing the web. I'm going on the web to get my weather. It's no different than asking it this way. It's just a different interface.
Interface. You had me at like set the reminders. I feel like that's what I need in my life.
And Amazon's device won that one big time. I love that it just, hey, time to make coffee.
Yeah, I love it. I like it.
Let us know your thoughts, everybody. Comment below. Make sure you give us a like and a thumbs up and a subscribe if you appreciated this. Hopefully unbiased comparison. Links are below. Again, we are a partner with Amazon, so you're welcome to use our link. We'd appreciate that. I've also got a link to that device that I use to turn on and off the light, and we've got a link to the Google Home Mini as well, although they're not a partner, so we don't get a cut of that. So
don't buy it. Only buy these ones.
Totally kidding. You make up your own mind, all right?
Alexa, can you beatbox?
Kick it.
The fact that it keeps going.